Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Hey. Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Paige. What a show already today.
I know.
Huh?
It's been great.
It's like the...
It's taking a turn
the symbols,
for the up, right?
The symbols of the theater. It would be the mask smiling and then the one frowning and crying. Like the Motley Crue cover of the album.
Oh, yeah. Which one was that?
Comedy and Tragedy.
Theater. Yep. Theater.
There you go.
Theater of Sin or something.
Schlamazel and Schlemiel.
No, that was Laverne and Shirley.
So if you really, really want this, it's not happening.
What?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, we got to take her out for lobster, remember?
Why?
Captain D's.
A Spice Girls 30th anniversary reunion is not happening.
Dang it. I was looking forward to that.
If you really, really...
Dude.
Not gonna,
I bet
not
your
gonna
wife
work.
Your wife into the girls?
I mean,
not like that, but I mean like Spice Girls.
I don't know.
It?
She could be.
They were
Which
so
answer?
Much fun.
How old are the Spice Girls now? That's a question.
They're finally.
Uh-oh.
I mean, they
How do you find
alive.
That so fast, though?
I just typed in.
Okay.
Well.
It's not happening.
I typed in. Well, I can't even say that. I didn't get to finish typing the word spice and it already popped up.
Dang.
I'll say that much.
Heck yeah.
They're God. Leaving a lot of money on the table.
Is there a tribute band out there that are called the Ice Girls?
Could be. We could be them.
That could be big. It could be very big.
We could put wigs on.
We're going to have them open for the UFC fight at the White House.
Which is all
the makeup. She could do the makeup.
Can we not get a better card, Dana, than it's not a good fight card at the White House?
You know, I was going to say, I don't keep up with UFC near like I used to at all, like at all. Like I couldn't tell you, I could tell you maybe 7 or 8 fighters outside of Wonder Boy and Johnny Bones and others.
Yep.
And the little Russian midget guy, I know him.
Dang it! Yeah, I know he's. I see his face.
And but it does not. You would think they would have like some names there for that huge.
It's at the White House.
Yeah.
But I put
when is this?
It's coming up in the summer, right?
Yeah, for the 250.
Wow!
Like put Wonder Boy on it. Like you know, put some names on it. Yeah. Stack it. I know you're on Paramount now, so you don't have to like sell a pay per view. But still,
true.
I didn't even know this.
Put some midgets on it.
Have the little Russian one fight like Webster or something. Or like dress one up. Like, you know, what country do we not like now? Actually, give me one we like.
Iran?
Now. Oh my gosh.
Well, the Iron Sheik's gone.
Good answer, Jeremy. Good answer.
Good answer.
Sheik's gone.
And they're going to fight in the Strait.
Whoa, yeah, there you go.
Oh,
why is the reunion not happening, though? I do want to know that.
Okay.
Does it say,
Thank
though?
Well,
I just do want to know. Like, now I'm interested.
Is she giving you the eye? Like, help me out here, man. Help me get me back on track.
No. I was looking at the TV, but...
Okay. So for those who love the Spice Girls, the summer will mark the 30 years since the debut single, Wannabe, came out in the UK. So it didn't come out until January of 1997 here in the U.S. But here is what's happening. Sporty Spice says a Spice Girls 30th anniversary isn't happening. And she says, quote, "We are communicating all the time. We want to do something, but who knows?" So it's not happening now. But it would have been great.
So it really doesn't.
So it's obviously one that doesn't need the money. Maybe two that don't need the money. The rest of them need the damn money.
How many are there? Five or so?
Five.
Well, just think of like Spicy. The bands, like, you know, the 25th anniversary tour, they do that. And then 30th anniversary would have been good for the Spice Girls. And then like Rush, they're going out on their 50-something tour.
Jesus.
It's money.
They should just slap in the bass.
Just do it with racing. Like have a seniors tour. You get DW out there and, you know, you get to have some others.
I think there'd be some heart attacks had.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Trying to kill these guys.
We'll put them in late models.
Yeah. We'll put them in the wall.
When was the last race, off the top of your head, that Richard Petty actually raced in? Like, 90s?
No, it had to be.
Yeah.
92 was his last race.
What if he even drives a car at all now?
I'm sure he doesn't. I don't even see how I could see.
I've never seen his eyeballs.
I know, I haven't either.
Wow. Why? He keeps staring somewhere else.
I guess that's
else.
Why I said that.
My eyes are here.
I don't know what his eyes look like.
That'd be crazy because he does wear like Ray Charles glasses. Like, what does. If we find out he was blind the whole time?
Wow. Do you know when it was, Jug? Do you know when it was and where it was?
Yeah, Atlanta, 92.
God, it was. Look at it. He knows.
Yeah. That. He's trying to twist it. Was,
now, what's the name of the race you're racing in at Darlington?
Oh, I don't know.
It was November 15th. It was the Jim King's
Gordon's
last. Yeah.
First race, too.
Good Lord,
exactly,
man.
What it says.
I remember being I was seven then. I was watching that. I remember all that.
Yeah. You're not just, I mean, you're a real fan. You're not just a lot of these.
I'm a fan turned into a.
You're not like a Jesse Love type.
But I've raced my whole life,
though,
guys.
Yeah, but
though,
you
guys.
Work your way up to that.
Yeah. I mean,
did you not play anything else?
No.
This is all racing.
Yeah, raced since I was 7 years old. Jesus. That's all I've ever done.
You probably foot race,
might take
too.
Your job over once I get too old or...
Start a podcast?
Yeah.
You get pissed off too and quit.
I don't
know. Call it burning rubbers.
There you go.
Does your pit crew know anything about IT?
No. No. The smarter guys do, like the crew chief. They know more. They set it up.
Like, dude, I don't... There's stuff in here I don't even know
what it is. I just show up and drive the car.
Like, what the hell is this? What is this?
It looks like a ring light, brother.
It looks like a big... Okay.
He's the husband of a social media influencer.
I see them all the time.
They're everywhere.
It's like a... Well,
she'd be like, can you... This one's broke. Can you fix it? I'm like, just order another one for like $15.
Matt saw the... What was the one contraption? It was like big wheel that had the iPhone
big
in the middle.
Big wheel.
Like, it was something big.
Oh, yeah. I saw somebody downtown Greenville. I guess... I don't know if they were an influencer or whatever they were doing, but the person... It was like they were holding a big square like this, you know, and their cell phone was floating in the middle.
Oh, wow.
It was connected.
Like a magic trick.
No, it wasn't floating like Chris Angel would do. Who would pay to see him?
Me.
And so the person wasn't holding their phone, but they were holding it like this. But the only thing in the middle was this iPhone.
Oh, man.
I had to feel stupid.
Kind of want to go get one.
My arms would be tired if I was just walking around like this. It's like holding a baby who's got a dirty diaper and you hand it to his mom. Right here, take this thing.
Like, I don't need to smell it. Like, I know we went.
Have you been changing Grace's...
No, she's 23 now.
Yeah. It's time to stop.
You beat me.
The grand boys?
You got me with the... I couldn't talk quick enough. Yeah, you messed me up. Yes.
The arm.
You changing diapers?
Yeah. I hope so. I mean, because if you need to, you need to.
I was milking. I was milking a lamb. I mean, I wasn't milking a lamb. I was giving lamb.
I love eating some lamb.
Can't milk
you like
a
eating
lamb.
Lamb?
No, I mean yes, but not that.
Those.
But no, I was feeding it by bottle.
Your lamb.
I sent you that.
Yeah.
You ever milked a bull, Chuck?
No.
Wow.
I don't. I want to come to the farm. Just put me to work.
The Fat Boy's confused.
I want to come
to
work. Dude,
he's got turkeys.
Man, we could film a fun little segment. Me and Fat Boy on the farm.
Yeah, right.
So
we could.
What do you mean, right?
This is as far 85 as he goes. He won't go.
Fat Boy.
Think, what's top golf?
Is it on the
Pelham
way to,
Road?
Is
it's outside of his barrier.
No. Is it on the way to Pigeon Forge? He'll
like,
go there.
I'm starting to think he's on house arrest. And he's wearing shorts, so we can see.
If we keep getting bugged about content, I'll pretty much go wherever here.
We need to get him kidnapped. I'm going
to
get you kidnapped.
Has to go to the store and get some bull milk.
I'm going to kidnap you and make you do all kinds of fun stuff for a day.
Okay. She wants to buy a gallon of bull milk. You hear this?
So what's the difference? That's a stupid question, I guess.
Well, the boy ones don't make milk.
Okay. So,
remember in that Kingpin, he said, I milked your bull for you.
Oh, no.
There we go.
All right, I don't want that.
Oh, my God.
Salute our neighbor.
Turn his TV off. I keep looking at it, and it messes me up.
Dude, what if we get the little contraptions that, like, makes the camera look like, you know, like it's on you? Like, you know what I'm saying? The arm comes out from your chest.
Like, we could do that like for fussing. They used in those, remember that old show on MTV where they'd go into, like, haunted places?
Oh, yeah.
And the cameras would be coming, like, hanging right in front of their face.
Weird
looking. Yeah.
Maybe we get little drones in here that are flying around with little cameras on them.
We got far to fly in here.
We got drones. We got a lot of drones.
I'm going to get your walls painted, like you said earlier.
Going to blow up your gas field.
What color do you want the damn things? Like, what color do you want the walls?
Purple.
Well, we were told that was going to be taken care of. So,
what color? I mean, what's wrong with them now?
I mean, it looks like an apartment that's, you know. Is
you want them, like, different colors?
I mean, it's just...
I like the soft gray, actually. It's not bad.
I don't really care about the background. I just want a camera that doesn't look like...
I didn't mean to bring this back up.
Like one you ordered from Temu for $1.99.
Like, we'll see cameras and we're like, nope, before we even, like, look into it. Not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, like,
it ain't happening.
Can we get to ones Chomboy and Billy aren't using anymore?
But what I don't understand, though, is
they still on the air? I'm sorry. I don't know. It's just a guest asking a question.
No, we...
Are they retired now?
We retired them. Actually.
One of them retired 2 years ago, but they didn't talk about it because they were still playing the old bits for 2 years solid.
Wow.
Which is, I mean, they had 40 year or 35 years of content. Like, I'd take 2 years off too.
Yeah.
Still get paid for it and sell sauce.
Like, you know, you can only say, let me hold a dollar a few times, you know.
I didn't know.
Well, how many times can we say Facebook? I mean, eventually, it is what it is.
I like this guy over here. He's a good dude.
I know. It's like eventually you don't want to wear it out, but you know.
If you was a ginger like me, I'd like you a lot more, but you ain't. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're still a good dude.
Plus, they
camera sucks, huh?
And this isn't speaking poorly. I think Chomboy has two car dealerships.
Dang.
Or did in Charlotte. I mean, so that wasn't their main source, so.
Yeah.
He actually has a furniture store. Kudos. Like Lazy Boy, the Chomboys. And they got like big red wigs that hang off.
Is that where that one person got that cow trailer?
That's awesome. Chomboys.
Got a fussing couch. I already forgot about that one. The one Hoss fell through.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Lord. Let me hit this little thing right here for you.
Oh, hit it.
Joe Marzuka, we want to buy TLC Motors and retire.
We do. King of cars. You can move to the lake or wherever you want to live. That's cool.
See, that would be smart for you, Jugs, to own a car dealership. I mean, it just makes sense.
That seems...
Did I say ship there?
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah.
You did the other day.
Well, we got it, though.
Yeah, I heard it.
You were streaming, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I couldn't hardly listen yesterday.
Yeah, I was about to say, you didn't stream yesterday, old tissue.
I woke up, and then it was like, it wouldn't work, and then I was like, all right, I'll mess with it in a few minutes. Try it again. Nope. Try again, like an hour later. I'm like, dadgum, this thing is broke.
So we had to get old Tussie to fix it.
And the only time I got to listen was when I took my daughter to daycare. So that was it. I guess you can't sit in the truck and listen. That's why the app's great.
That's where I, again, said people that were trying to listen yesterday.
So I don't know what happened yesterday.
Just a bunch of rigmarole.
Pretty much. Do some donuts in the truck.
Well, I enjoy it. You know, I like it.
Well, and I appreciate people who, like, seek it out continually through all the different roadblocks that present themselves.
And the only other way I was going to listen to it would just come here and listen in person live.
That's what I was saying. Maybe we just invite live studio audiences. Yeah. The stream doesn't work.
$10 gets you in. You can listen.
Paige can crack the back trick again.
Oh, yeah.
Get that going for the live audience.
You can do that again. You can fart on listeners.
Whoa.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Who's drinking that dirty Sprite this morning? That Sizz.
Dude, did you see Paige do a little shimmy?
I love it.
Like, she'd get a bunch of her girls and say, let's go see Wheezy. And you'd be doing that the whole time.
Are you going to see Wheezy?
Maybe. I don't know.
She might.
God, if you
don't tempt her with a good time.
No, I'm not talking about George Jefferson's wife.
I'd rather go see that Wheezy. At least you know she'll show up on time.
That's true. He is.
Who did you just say was late?
Well, people were saying because they're covering, you know, Lil Wayne coming to town.
Oh, it was him.
Yeah, people were saying he's 2 hours late, man.
Yeah,
I'll pay the tickets, but he's gonna be late.
Is he in a wheelchair now?
What?
No.
What's wrong with him? How would you perform in a wheelchair, though?
Well, I mean, Stephen Hawking's TED Talks, apparently.
Yeah. Like, doesn't he always look sick?
Yeah.
Now, he's got a lot of hair that holds his, like, you know, his body down, I guess, because he's smaller. Let's
face it. He looks like a black man who is a witch.
Or an alien.
Like, or an alien.
He's got some weird teeth, don't he? I just saw an email about it.
Some weird teeth.
No.
All right, Chuck, this is your dentist. Don't do like Wheezy did. Don't drink that scissor.
They're not even showing
teeth.
That's
probably why, actually.
Here you go. Look, bad boy.
I
can't tell.
Look, I get the promotion.
There's no teeth.
But everybody is acting like the Pope's coming to town, man.
What is he telling us to be quiet about?
He's just shh.
He's like, nobody mentioned them ditty parties anymore. y'all got plenty to talk about them ditty parties now. From gas fields to stock market to all of it.
Look, I get it. Like, you see he's coming to town. As an arena or a venue, you got to think you're going to make some money, right?
For sure.
I get it. Like, you get excited for it.
Yeah.
So here's a very legitimate question.
Ask it.
I have to watch the way I word it because it could be taken out. But, like, Wheezy strikes me as, like, a white girl's favorite rapper.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And maybe not, like, let's say within the hood, not a well-favored guy. I don't know how to explain that any better.
I don't know what his likability is as far as, like, because he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
But you don't really hear him considered, like, a great a lot. Mm-mm. By the masses, I guess you'd say.
Would you go watch him? I mean, like, if somebody handed you tickets.
You know what? No, I kind of want to go see the crowd at Lil Wayne.
That would be something, right?
I've never been. I've been to a rap show when I was young, like years and years ago.
Who did you see?
It was Outkast at Lil Jon. And it was a station event. I was interning at Down the Hall at the time, so you could go backstage. Actually, oh my God!
Speaker box?
No, this is before that. This might have been equipment.
Aliens.
After that, They had the freaking after party at the bingo hall in town.
What?
The same freaking bingo hall that I see now, this run down.
With you, the one where you walk at and there's condoms?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
There's what?
Condoms.
What do you mean?
I'm there's surprised like they half... still use them, but yes.
Look.
They have sex in the bingo parking lot. Well, we used to fight in the Sky City parking lot, not the other F word.
I don't think they're doing
that. I need to go to this place. Check
I think
it out.
I think it's a couple dudes that just pull over in the
you think?
Parking lot and just rifle them off.
What?
Oh, my God.
Honey, we're going to bingo again tonight.
Golly.
You'll see
you go to that place a lot. You really like bingo.
You'll see a half full sock just laying in the parking lot. You're like, oh, okay.
A sock?
Dang.
It's got gang tape.
Give me the address. I'm going to go there after we get off.
They need to tear the building down, to be honest with you. It's an eyesore.
You could literally go over there and burn rubbers.
You should do it.
But I would like to go back to another rap show.
Can we do a video of you? Like, we see you. Oh,
do you
want
to give it away? You kind of have to, though.
Don't give away my other idea, because I want to do that tomorrow.
I won't be here tomorrow.
Well, this one doesn't. It sounds mean. This one doesn't.
Does it include you?
I didn't mean it that way. But what about if we see Jug with it, and we're time stamping it right now, 8:35. Yep. So anyone that does it after this is a cheater and a stealer of ideas.
And we got to do it today.
So you're standing with your back to us, and we see smoke, and we say, Jug, are you on fire? And you're like, no, I'm just over here burning rubber. And you turn around and you've got a flame to a condom.
That's awesome.
Damn.
Dude, our boss would love us for a week if you got to do
just
that.
Just 1 week, though?
Yeah, because that's how long content lasts.
Okay.
Time to get some new stuff up, guys.
Well, why did we say it? We should have just done it. Oh, you know?
True. Well, who's got condoms?
I mean, I'm married. You don't have to use
them. The bingo hall?
Oh,
the parking lot.
Yeah, but he'll have to go walk today to get them.
That's actually good. I don't know if I have enough bags.
Can you DoorDash rubbers?
Oh, yes. You know you can. Of course.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah, of course.
You can purchase it at Walmart, right?
Yeah, you can buy anything.
That would just be a weird thing. Like,
hang on.
But he's thinking. He's like, I didn't know I could do that.
Do you have to be a certain age to buy condoms?
No. Why would no?
They can't sell them like a teenager.
They don't ID you to buy condoms.
I don't know. That's a solid question, because
I wouldn't sell them to a teenager, but that's the ones that need to use them.
I would sell them to a teenager.
They don't.
Teens should get them free.
Exactly. I was going to say that.
It's not just birth control. It's why would you have
to? You have to tell them to practice abstinence.
It's not a legal substance.
Yes, absinthe.
I don't want to like encourage them to, you know.
I mean, they're gonna. I mean, you ain't gonna stop them.
That's true.
He follows them home. He breaks into the house.
That boy does.
Like, stop.
Yeah. Quit it. Oh, have you ever seen that at the track before in the stands?
See what?
You ever seen that in the stands before? Like
getting it on?
People hooking up. I know you've seen it, like boobs.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, no.
No,
I've seen a pair of boobs. Yeah,
I know you can't see out of the car like when this is going
like
on.
Like on the driver intros when you're riding around the trucks before
they flash you.
Somebody, yeah,
make you red.
Road courses have.
I was going to say, do you think it was one of you know one of,
like the road when they're
like yes, when someone's doing a free throw shot and people are back there, you know, making the hand gestures, waving pool noodles, you know, trying to distract them.
Yeah.
Maybe you're winning the race, a big set of hoots come popping out.
I'd crash.
Is that
going to.
Yeah, see?
You would.
They already had the guy when you guys were at Coda a few weeks ago. He's sitting in the turn smoking a cigarette, sitting in the back of his truck.
Oh, really?
Just watching the race that way. So I imagine there's turnoffs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. At road courses, there's people everywhere. And yeah, sometimes you just do see some of that kind of stuff.
You probably sometimes see some that are, you know.
Let's be honest,
not the best.
Okay, let's make it equal. Have you ever seen two men making out at a NASCAR race?
I don't, no. Okay.
I don't think that happens, does it?
Yeah. Hey, what if it did?
God.
Never seen me do that.
I never thought of that, man. The stuff you see in the crowd just during the intros.
Right.
They actually do drive you around the whole place.
Why don't you come with me this weekend? You can see it yourself.
Can we get in the truck? Like me?
Yeah,
in the intros?
I'll put you in the truck.
Are you allowed to wear shorts at a NASCAR track?
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yeah, you can.
Why
do
they call Darlington the Black Lady?
The Lady in Black.
Oh, I see.
Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. Wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
Looking for a protein powder that tastes great and keeps ingredients simple? Meet Clean Simple Eats. Clean Simple Eats uses grass-fed whey protein isolate with 20 grams of complete protein per serving, plus digestive enzymes and a low-lactose formula designed to be easy on digestion. No artificial colors, no artificial sweeteners, just clean ingredients and amazing flavors you'll actually look forward to. They even offer variety packs, so you can try multiple flavors. Clean Simple Eats is undeniably clean and 100% delicious. Shop now at cleansimpleeats.com.
But this is the song you come out to, Jug, during your driver intro.
Yeah, why don't they give you like this? Why don't they give you like walkout music?
They do.
Yeah, but you don't get to pick
y'all
it.
Y'all haven't been in so long, you don't even know.
You don't get to pick it?
Nah, I don't get to pick it.
You should. They should let you pick it. What would you come out to? Besides,
I don't know.
You wouldn't want to do the obvious, right?
I don't have a clue. I wish.
You know what? I was going to ask you something about the race, but I'm going
to I wish I could say what I just saw.
You should come out to Lady in Black.
Is that? Oh. Who is that?
You're racing with me.
Oh, the Berg. Yeah, you can do like a the Berg parody.
Cheek to cheek. Uh-oh. Wow. You know what? That got my
dude,
attention,
I'm sorry.
Too. The word vaginal real
sorry.
Big on the
new
stream.
Sponsor.
I could.
Would it you was, drive a vagina care car? It was
probiotics for your vag.
Sure. Yeah, if it pays the bill, sure. I mean, I'm not going to turn it down.
Hell yeah.
Let's
it's
say
it's expensive that, to race, guys.
I ain't trying to get you in a way or anything, but what is there, I don't even want you to say the name because I don't want to create the controversy, but is there any one driver that just really irritates the piss out of you? Not because of any kind of fame or this, that, or the other, but because they seem to get their way a little bit more than others do.
I don't know.
Well, I got an answer
you
to that.
Do.
I don't know.
We're not asking
you're
for
really,
a name.
You really want to just, you know.
I got an answer for that. For me personally.
Yeah, I know
if
who
you
were
and if you were a NASCAR driver, first off, I'd love to see you in the car.
I would love it.
I got to get in through the hood flaps.
Gosh, I'd love it.
The top would be gone.
They'd have to put the motor in the trunk like they do in Britain so he could go through the hood.
Through the boot.
We have a roof hatch. No.
Well, oh, how about the whole side of the car just like, you know, flies
like
open?
It's like a transformer.
It's like a Lambo door and I can just hop in. If I were on the O'Reilly Auto Parts series.
Right.
Slicker than O'Reilly
there you
Oil.
Go. Look at that. Yeah.
And they interviewed me after race, I'd be like.
That's a pretty good one.
I would say, you know, it seems like that Austin Hill seems to do whatever the hell he wants. Like, he'll try to drive through everybody. Not as bad as Austin Dillon. Doesn't try to kill people like Cole Custer, you know, and Christopher Bell 2 years ago. But somewhere he's pretty close.
Yeah.
That's just
me. I'm fine with Austin. I had to race him pretty hard at Phoenix a couple weeks ago. And I don't have no problems. A lot of other guys do, but I don't know. I don't have problems with him. He's a big boy.
Do you feel comfortable saying on the air what you said off the air about the phone call you got?
Yeah, I don't care.
I thought that's something people might be interested in hearing.
Yeah,
stuff so, that doesn't make the press.
A couple weeks ago, Sammy Smith got into me at the end of the race at Phoenix. We were running top five.
Yep.
And put me out. We finished 11th, and yeah, I was mad.
It was obviously a good recovery, 11th.
And
God, it really was.
He called me like Tuesday and apologized. So that was very nice of him. And
didn't have to do it.
No, no, and I respect that a ton. But like when you race the same guys 33 weeks a year, you don't want enemies out there.
So that's what Kevin Harvick was talking about. I forgot who he said this past week, but he's like, it makes your season a lot easier.
Oh God,
if you just, you know, like
you just don't want to look. You don't look in the mirror and be like, oh no, there's him, there's that guy. Or
I wouldn't do that. Like I would feel like, okay, I owe this guy one now. I'm gonna remember.
Well, I was till he called me. He was gonna get wrecked.
Is there a such like in wrestling? Let's say that I accidentally punch Fat Boy in the nose. He won't get mad at me, but he'll give me a receipt. Is that in NASCAR? I know the answer to this. I'm asking.
Oh, for sure. Question. I mean, you're gonna pay back what you get. You're gonna race the way you were raced.
Like who was it the other night? I can't remember. Because I was having a sip of a cocktail. Yeah. But the one that got drilled into the wall, and he was going into...
Was that for the race?
No, he was going into the infield, and he went and drove back on the track and got in front of the person that wrecked him and started brake tapping him.
Was this my race?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know.
That was last week?
Yeah, I think. Big old money cards, if you're listening. He corrected me on the not corrected me, but told me that Brittany Zamora was Orca. She's not Orca. A whale. She's
I
not
looked a whale. It was a teacher when I looked it up, like an abusive teacher.
That's an awful name to have these days. I was thinking Natalie Decker. That was the one.
I don't know. I don't know who that was.
You think they'll ever get
that? Might have been the 54 Sheldon Creed and Taylor. Taylor Gray.
I think it was.
Man, Shell went in there and got him pretty good.
Yes, yes.
See, I wouldn't. I'd wait till we're at Martinsville because, man, we're going 190 miles an hour plus at Vegas. That's a little much to crash on my own purpose there.
There seems to be, Jug, a healthy crop of female drivers that are
coming
up.
Seems that way. Seems that way.
This isn't a chauvinist thing at all because, like, there's NBA and WNBA. Like, do you think that it will grow and would be able to be supported if they had a women's NASCAR league?
Yeah, maybe. Sure, never thought about
it's
that.
It's not a pointed leading question.
No, I mean, I think it'd be cool.
It makes you wonder if they're active.
I don't know if they want that, but.
Well, it makes you wonder if they're actively looking for them. Like, you know, are the teams looking for, I imagine they'll take whoever's good.
They're going to take whoever can pay all these bills.
Yeah.
Because you got racing is so expensive.
Because if you look at the Force Daughters, like drag racing.
Lay that out. Just for and I want to write this. I don't have a pen. Screw it. I'll do it with my phone.
Here's a pen.
Oh, he was having to sign autographs.
No, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I was in my truck. Here's my script that I printed out with my own printer ink and paper. And
hey, now Facebook, you know how it works.
What I just say?
Yeah, Facebook, you want a good copy or buy
and
one?
And then I was sitting in my truck waiting on you to let me in because I still have my key card. And I was like, I better get a pen because the way they've been bitching, they ain't going to have a pen.
God, it does come off that. I have to change my life. I really do.
I just said that to be funny, honestly.
I know.
Here's a pen.
A lot of the stuff I say is just to get a little laugh.
I
brought that pen because I knew you wouldn't have one.
Can I keep it?
Sure.
Old money cards, I'll take 50 for it.
On, I think. Oh, I can't. What does it say? Can you read it? It
says do one
can you see it? Does your glasses work?
God,
he's tough.
Maybe you should read the verse, Chuck.
I did. I just don't remember what.
I think he would catch on fire if he were to read it. This is not a Bible verse, in fact, and I'm about to read this.
We'll just read it. It's something positive.
It probably says
that.
Like, "Thou shalt go to Nikita's."
It says, "Never give up." Is this a John Cena pin or something? It says, "Never give up."
That's good advice.
Oh, it says never put out is what it should say.
Never put out. It
says something.
Never give up? Oh, something to never give up.
Somebody gave up. Somebody gave up for you to be here. That's what it says.
Hey, do you need me to look at that pen again? Pen's whooping his butt.
I don't know if he's like.
Okay.
No, this is like, that's really, I did see the top part and it reminds me of something else. That's sweet. Can I have this pen?
Sure,
you?
Of course. I want this pen. It's yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, the number 51, Jeremy Clements.
Hey, baby, collecting pens.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
You're not gonna sell them in the real estate or the estate sale, right?
Yeah, you wanna come?
You know, Party Man Dan.
Would you come sign autographs? I might.
Oh my God.
He asked me legit.
I might come see what she had, man. I don't know. I don't know what she needs or what I need.
Tell him I don't need nothing now, baby.
I want to buy that couch there.
She's probably floating down the river of milk and honey, which seems sticky, does it not?
Yeah.
It really does.
She got a good couch. It's a good one.
No, honestly.
Well, she had a nice chair, no, right?
You're not supposed to say that because you want people to buy it.
Oh, no. My sister already took the couch.
Oh.
It was asked if I wanted it. I was like, no. I slept on that thing during divorce one time, and it sucks.
Hey, if you want to, we got time if you want to do the little.
Okay.
Sleeping on a couch is not fun.
This was a special
fun.
Request. Jug, are you up for a challenge this morning?
I mean, it sounds like I don't have a choice.
We're not asking. No.
I do have a choice.
You do have a choice. Your body,
this is not like Saul. When
if you were a woman, you wouldn't have a choice.
You know, like when the puppet in Saul, what's his name? Go ahead.
Billy.
There you go.
Because I've been watching the Saul video.
You know how like when they says you want to play a game, you really don't have a choice in that movie. You're like, well, I feel the same way right now.
Dude, look up working with Jigsaw. Those videos are hilarious.
Oh, they gotta be.
Janine.
I have seen it.
Your computer's been affected with porn.
I think I sent it in the group text.
There was.
Big dummy.
You have to use the office's most deadly mouse, and it's got like thumbtacks all over.
That's terrible.
No, he said, I've replaced your wine with blood from a three-toed sloth.
Be up with the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
Looking for a protein powder that tastes great and keeps ingredients simple? Meet Clean Simple Eats. Clean Simple Eats uses grass-fed whey protein isolate with 20 grams of complete protein per serving, plus digestive enzymes and a low-lactose formula designed to be easy on digestion. No artificial colors, no artificial sweeteners, just clean ingredients and amazing flavors you'll actually look forward to. They even offer variety packs, so you can try multiple flavors. Clean Simple Eats is undeniably clean and 100% delicious. Shop now at cleansimpleeats.com.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.